You are listening to Backstage Pass podcast, hosted by Hannah Cridwell and brought to you by Tom. The Backstage Pass podcast is a guide for upcoming artists and newcomers to the music industry. Each week, I speak to experts in different fields, and in this episode, I'll be talking to music producer Zylo Aria, who founded MPW, that's Music Production for Women, about being proud to pursue music alongside her other passions. Hello, Zylo Aria, how are you?
I'm great, how are you?
I'm good, what a great name.
Oh, thank you.
Is that your real name?
It's not my real name, so it is my stage name.
Oh,
yeah. My okay. real name is Shweta Krishnamurti, so it's very Indian.
Wow. That's beautiful. So you are a singer, a producer, an entrepreneur. So we'll do some quickfire questions. Are you ready?
Sure, let's do it.
Singing or songwriting?
Singing.
Ableton or Logic?
Ableton.
Sidechain or Reverb?
Oh, Reverb.
So you founded Music Production for Women. I wanted to just ask you how that came about, because it's such a great resource, I think.
Yeah. So it started about a year and a half, a bit more than that ago. I started as a singer-songwriter, and I was always looking for, working with other producers, and they all happened to be men. And for whatever reason, my experiences were, a little bit subpar. I did have good experiences, but also some not so good ones. And kind of got to the end of that tether, and I was like, you know what, something's got to change. And the thing that I had to change was actually to take on production by myself, and to be able to do that for myself. And then kind of going down that path, it was very lonely, very overwhelming. I just kind of didn't really know where to go. And every space I went to was just like a bunch of guys. And I've said this, multiple times before in that setting, like, it's not always that anyone's making you feel uncomfortable, but you just do when you see no one else that looks like you in that space. But being in those for a while and feeling a bit overwhelmed with it, I just kind of persevered with it because I felt like I had to. But then it started coming together, and I started releasing music that I'd produced for myself. And I'm like, oh my God, this is amazing. Like, where has this been all my life? And then kind of reflecting on that, I was like, why did it take me so long? Like, it was ridiculous that it took me that long. And then it came down to a couple of things, like lack of community, lack of role models, and also, just kind of lack of content created with women in mind for, production. Then reflecting on that, I'm like, you know what, I want to do something about all these three things. And then, reflecting on that, I was like, I think I can. And MPW was kind of born out of that. So those are three things that I really try to achieve, to address, and kind of started off as an intro to music production course, which it still is, but it's kind of branched out into numerous things like a podcast and a YouTube channel and other events and stuff. So, yeah.
The thing for me, like, I've never really, really gotten into production. I'm very fascinated by it, but I've never had it as like one of my main pursuits.
And
I do think that part of that is because I never even considered it. People might be like, oh well, you could have thought about doing it, or you can do whatever you want, and you absolutely can, but it just never even came into my head
Totally. And like, there's a saying that you might have heard before of, you can't be what you can't see. And it's actually so true, in that you don't even realize, but it's kind of taken out of your brain when it's not something that you can visually see anyone doing. And you're like, immediately, oh no, this was not even something that I thought I could do.
I think your journey has been super unique in that, you started doing music and then production, and now running a podcast and everything, and running Music Production for Women. And Do you have any like advice for upcomers where, or anything that you would say to yourself like 10 years ago, which you, you know, advice that you would give your younger self?
Being yourself is like the biggest asset. And and I think even with, you know, my old music and stuff, I felt like I was trying to fit into this box, pop-ish kind of stuff, like making music that I thought other people would like. And okay, doing anything with that intention, I think feels a little bit hollow. And then so with everything, I think once I became a bit more confident in myself, I'm not really sure how that happened. Well, I mean, I did kind of make a decision to do things that were very much outside my comfort zone, which I think really, really helped. And I can't say enough about that, really. But you know, when I started feeling like actually I do have something of value to contribute to the world, and that changed my view on everything, you know.
So I think sometimes people forget that they can do whatever they want with their life. You get onto one course or one like track of life and you think that that's, and to, you know, to some extent, maybe that's what happened with me in terms of not going into music production, but I am looking like way more into it these days than ever before. And I think it's just that whole thing of like, you can change your course if you want to, you can go into something or you can branch out. And
I mean, I started my career in accounting. So in corporate accounting, so very, very different from, you know, music and everything. Yeah. And I definitely got down that kind of path of, oh my God, if I leave this area of certainty, what's going to happen with my life? And that's, at that time, it was really scary, kind of leaving that world where you know exactly where you're going to be 5-10 years from now if you stay in that position. But it's really funny now, whenever I get in a situation where I can see where I'm going to be in 5 or 10 years, I freak the hell out, because I'm like, oh, like I don't want to know exactly what I'm going to be doing in 5-10 years. Like, how boring is that? Like, but you know, it's great if that's what you're into. But I realized that I wanted uncertainty, because uncertainty, you know, means possibility.
Now that you're set up in various places by the sounds of it, what's your day-to-day kind of work looking like?
I moved back to Australia about, just before this whole COVID time. And
good timing then.
Yeah, I know, actually. Yeah. So I looked for another accounting role, and then I ended up getting one with a not-for-profit organization in Melbourne. There's a part of me that just like nerds out with numbers and spreadsheets, and I'm like, oh my gosh, this is the best.
Oh my God, I so wish that that was me, because that must be such a useful passion to have.
Yeah, 100%. Like, honestly, I didn't realize there were times in my life where I was like, oh my God, why did I get into accounting? Like, it's just not what I'm passionate about or whatever. But it's been just so, so useful. And the fact that at a time where I felt like I wanted a bit more stability, I was able to step into something to kind of sustain me is a great thing to have. And I think something that isn't spoken about enough of, like, as a musician, it's a long-term game, and you need to make that as sustainable as possible for yourself. If you're going to put, you know, quit everything and then be like, in 6 months' time, I need to make music work, and you know, that's going to be, you know, what sustains me. Chances are it's not. And we need to kind of think about how are we going to pay the bills or whatever to be able to take the long-term game that that music needs to make that a thing for you. Between 6 a.m. and 9 a.m. usually there's like MPW stuff, whether it's a course or a meeting or a podcast or whatever it is, and then kind of work till 6-ish, 6:30, and then kind of grab a bite and then back to MPW with other things.
Wow.
So it's Yeah. I mean, like, we came out of lockdown not long ago, but I feel like my life is exactly the same because I'm just working all the time. But I love it, you know. I really, really enjoy everything that I'm doing, and I feel really blessed to be in that position to have, yeah, things that I'm doing on a day-to-day basis that I really enjoy. So
some people that I've worked with before kind of have this feeling that they're not a musician unless they're 100% a musician. And I think that's just a really bad way of looking at it, because you don't have to be defined by just one thing.
No.
And, like, I know that music is something that a lot of people are passionate about, but those people who are passionate about music are probably also passionate about other things as well.
Totally.
And that's cool. And that's, like, it gives you life experience and it gives you other, like, richness in your life. And I think that should be, like you say, like, talked about more, but also encouraged more as well.
I felt the same for a long time, you know, and I was ashamed to call myself also an accountant because I was like, oh, well, that means I'm by default not really a musician. And I kind of hid that part of me away for a while. But, like, now I just own that, you know, like, I genuinely love it.
Yeah. And yeah, you should.
Yeah. And, you know, and it's a useful thing, but also, like you said, there are so many different aspects to who you are. And I love business, you know, I love running a small business, which MPW is, and hopefully not small for too long. But and I'm very passionate about that as well. And and the thought of people kind of building something and having it sustain them in the long run, which MPW will do, and I'm 100% confident in that. But even that, you know, I've kind of thought about starting a business to help other small businesses in the future, and that's something that that excites me as well. So there are so many different aspects to that, and just knowing that your journey is going to be different to everyone else's, and that's fine, and it's just reality that you need to make money and need to do that in however it's possible for you. And I was actually talking to Rachel K. Collier on the podcast a few weeks ago, and she was saying, you know, how many jobs she's had, like, throughout the time on Instagram when it looks like she's just smashing it with music and production. And she's like, yeah, people don't really see behind the scenes of how much work goes into that.
What is your track of the week?
Oh, my goodness. You know what? I'm going to be really embarrassing and say I actually don't even listen to music.
What? Who is this?
It's so funny. Like, I listen to a lot of classical music because I just end up analyzing music and turning it into work.
Oh, yeah.
So I just
I understand.
Do that. Yeah, Debussy, I'm going to say, is my kind of artist of the week for a long time.
Okay, nice. I understand. I understand. And what is the best lesson that you've learned in your career so far?
Start. Like, whatever it is that you want to do, take step one. Worry about step 10 later, you know? Just go for it.
That is solid advice. Well, thanks so much for being such a great guest on Backstage Pass podcast.
Oh, no worries. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for tuning into this episode. Be sure to hit subscribe and leave a comment to let us know what you think. And I will see you next time on Backstage Pass.